Pocket 5 with us this morning from the historic Booker T. Washington High School in Miami-Dade County, a school that has produced some of the most influential people in Black Miami. We have Ralph Williams. Good to see you again.
Rodney, I'm doing great.
And we also have Ms. Cecilia Hunter. How are you?
I'm fine, Rodney. Thank you so much for having us.
Booker T. Washington is celebrating its 90th year as a school.
Yes, we are.
Booker T. Washington has been in existence for 90 years. A lot of that has escaped the main community, and people thought that we just got started in 1999, when in fact we got started in 1926. Around 1964 or so, it became a middle school, and then it was resurrected as a senior high school again, which we were all very proud of.
Now, your school has a very deep history. You were bombed by the Ku Klux Klan, the Brown versus Board of Education, what they did with a lot of Black high schools around the country, turned them to middle school, made their principals, teachers, in fact, downgrading the faculty and the schools. But you have a celebration kicking off on Monday, March 13th, and lasting the entire week.
On March 13th, beginning of the school activities, and they will have contests and displays, and the artists will be involved. Art students will be involved in creating decorations for our floats.
And the alumni of Booker T. Washington will be creating decorations for the parade happening later on this week.
With the students, but of course the alumni will also be participating.
And you also have a special event on Wednesday, the 15th. Ms. Hunter?
We'll also be going down to the school board on the 15th. We're going to be honored by the school board by invitation of Dr. Dorothy Bendross Mendenhall.
Excellent. And then more happens on Thursday.
There'll be a big pep rally.
And Mr. Williams, tell me about what's going to happen at the pep rally. Pep rally take place?
It will take place in the gym. The school, now they're inviting the alumni to come out and participate with the students, including athletes on the basketball team, in a free throw and three-point shooting contest.
And Mr. Williams, a number of athletes that attended Booker T. Washington, even though they're older now, they still, you still play basketball, as a matter of fact. So it'll be a free shoot contest, and I think the students will be surprised at the skills of the alumni. And then you pick up on Friday with the big event at Booker T. Washington High School.
On the 17th, there will be a parade. Yes, that will be the culminating activity.
And with your parade on Friday, there's a historical significance. Give us the route as well as the background.
Okay, the parade officially starts at 12:30. As far as the route at the school, follows 11 Terrace, going east to Northwest 3rd Avenue. From Northwest 3rd Avenue, we go to Northwest 14th Street, east again to Northwest 12th to 1st Street, up to Northwest 20th Street to Dunbar K-8 Center.
Explain the historical significance of why you're taking that parade route in Overtown.
The original graduates marched from Dunbar to Booker T. Washington in 1927, the first graduating class.
You kept the history of Booker T. Washington High School, and you're honoring it.
Yes, we are.
Booker T. Washington has always had the slogan, not the largest, but the best. That came from the fact that while the facility might not have been as large as some other schools, the quality of the staff was caring, and they went out of their way through the years to make sure that students got the best of everything. And that has resulted in the prominence of many of the students that graduated and made a remarkable impact, not only locally, but nationally and internationally as well.
And the reason Booker T. Washington High School in Miami is so significant, one, you survived the great hurricane before we gave hurricane names. You had an explosion at the school. You've been attacked by the Ku Klux Klan. And despite all that, you're still here celebrating your 90th anniversary. And if you'd like more information about the celebration, give me a contact number or contact person, Ms. Hunter.
Contact me at 954-559-5580. 954-559-5580.
And you can also contact Ms. Eunice Davis at 305-759-8225. 305-759-8225.
One of the highlights of the parade will be the historic float, where different people from the past will be recognized. They may not be there themselves, but there'll be a replica. Miss Ruth Sweeting Walks, who's 100 years old. As far as we know, she is still the oldest living graduate of Booker T. Washington. And of course, Mr. Garth Reeves, who will be the parade marshal, was in that graduating class as well. They graduated in 1936.
And still looking good and doing good. It's the 90th year celebration of Booker T. Washington High School in Miami-Dade County. From the Booker T. Washington Alumni Association, Ralph Williams and Ms. Cecilia Hunter, much success this week.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rodney.
Thank you, Rodney, for having us.